Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 22nd day of Adar, Aleph, Tavshin, Pei Beis. Masechta Peah, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah continues with the topic of the trusting of an Amoritz. When do we trust them? When do we not trust an Amoritz? Nemonim, poor people are believed, Amoratzim, poor people believed, Al Hayorok Chai, about a raw vegetable, to say that this is Masa Oni. And if they're selling it to you, you don't have to take any trumas or maisas from it. Why? Because the vegetables are chayiv in maisa midrabanan. So they, and people would have to separate Masa Oni in the third and sixth year of the Shemitah. However, in Peah, they're potter, right? One is potter to leave vegetables, raw vegetables, and not chayiv in Peah, for the reasons I mentioned earlier on in the Masechta. However, the poor are not believed if they present you with cooked vegetables, al hamavushal, to say, this is Masani. Because people wouldn't go to the trouble of cooking Masani and giving it to the poor. They'd give it as raw vegetables. Unless the Oni presents only a small quantity of cooked vegetables, then he's believed to say it's Masa Oni. Why? Shekein derech balabais lios moitzi milfosa. Because that's what a householder normally does. He would take out a bit of Masa Oni from his pot that was cooking, and he would give it. Now, why would he do that? Either according to some explanations, because the balabais sometimes forgets to take Maisa of the raw vegetable, and therefore he would remember to do it then afterwards while it's still cooking. I haven't given Masa Oni. So then he would take Masa Oni, he would take it off and give it to the Oni. So if he presents with a little bit, you'd trust him. Others say that sometimes when the Balabais has been collecting vegetables for his home produce, and he wouldn't separate the Masa Oni at that stage, because it's raw, it's very, very little in quantity, and it wouldn't be enough or worth it for the poor person to take it home and cook it. There'd be so little of it. So therefore, for the Balabais would cook it, all of it, and then take off a bit of the cooked vegetable and give that to the Oni, so he's got his Masa Oni in a form that it's already cooked. Either way, either commentary explains that the balabais can the oni is trusted to say it's masa oni if it's a small quantity and it's cooked, but if the oni presents a large quantity of cooked vegetables and he says, this is all masa oni, then we don't believe that. We don't trust him, because it's not the way of the balabais to cook it l'chatchila when it's a lot. He would give it straight to the oni if it was a large quantity. As a chai, as raw. Mishnah Hay. Our Mishnah now again deals with Masa Oni and explains a few halachas about it, how much you have to give. There is a fundamental difference between Masa Oni and other gifts for the poor. Other gifts for the poor, such as leket, shikhan peah, the householder does not give it to the anim. The anim come to the fields and they scavenge for their matnas anim, for what they're for what due for them, either peah or leket shikha, whatever the farmer's forgotten or left as he was harvesting. But Masa Oni, the balabais actually goes and gives it to the anim. He actually distributes it to the poor. And how does he do that? So the Rambam writes, the balasoda, the owner of the field, when poor people pass by his field, they come by, and he's got some Masa Oni, then he gives to each Oni that passes by Masa, but he has to do it Kedei Sobai, enough to satisfy them, which is Kedei Sevia, enough to, and how much is Kedei Sobai? We're about to learn this in this Mishnah. And how do we know that? Because in the Chumash it says, V'ochlu v'shorecho v'soveyo, the poor shall eat in your cities and be satisfied. So we see that we have to give Kedei Sevia. Says the Mishnah, Ein poichasin la'aniim bagoiran. When we're giving out the Masa Oni to the poor at the threshing floors, we don't give less mechatzi kav chitim than half a kav of wheat, or if it's barley, the kav sorim, or a kav of barley. No less than that. How much is a kav? A kav is a sixth of a saw. A saw is 24 lugim, so it's 4 lugim. And that's equivalent to about 2 liters. Rabbi Meir Omer, that's a kav. And if it's half a kav, so it'll be about 1 liter. Rabbi Meir Omer, chatzi kav. He says that if it's a barley, you give half a kav of barley. V'kav, kav vochetzi kusmin, you give 1.5 kavin of, oh, so he says you give half a kav of barley, full stop. Now, what happens if you're giving kusmin? That's a form of wheat. Spelt, they call it. Kav vochetzi kusmin. If you're giving wheat, if you're giving spelt, it has to be one. You've got to give a minimum of 1.5 kavim. The kav grogris. If you're giving dried figs, what's called shear of kedah, enough to satisfy him, one kav of dried figs. If you're giving pressed figs, or mona devela, then you have to give a mona, that's about 400 gram of pressed figs. They're sold by weight. That's why we use not a volume shear, but rather a weight. Rabbi Kiva Omer, pros. He says not a full mona. He says only half a mona of pressed figs. What about wine? Says the Mishnah, which we get when you're giving wine to the poor in the threshing floods, in the fields, chatzi log yain. It's half a log of wine that one must give. A log is a quarter of a kav. So if a kav, we said before, was approximately to two liters, so half a quarter of a kav would be, therefore, half a liter. Rabbi Kiva Omer Revis, he says no, he says half of that shear of wine. Not half a log of wine, but rather a quarter of a log of wine. That's the shear that we have for Kiddush. That's the minimum, that's what you have to give. What about oil? If you're giving oil, what would be the shear that he would need for to be Kedei Sovoi? Revis Shemen, the shear, a quarter of a log of oil. Rabbi Kiva Omer Shminis. Again, Rabbi Kiva halves the shear. He says, no, an eighth of a log, not a quarter. Now, of oil. Ushar kol parperos, all other fruits that one is giving to the poor in the field. Omer, how much? Omer abashol kadesh shayim kareim v'yikach bahem mezon shtei sodas. Enough that they only can sell them and buy food for 2 meals for a day. Basically, that's called Kedei Sova. And that is to fulfill what it says in the Pasuk, V'ochlu V'sabeya, they will eat and be satisfied. Now, all these shurim that we mentioned are really all Kedei Sova. And the Machalekas is what's called Kedei Sova, how much is called to satisfy him, to give him, provide him for 2 meals. All this, however, this shear of Kedei Sova is only applicable when he's giving the Masa Oni in the field. If, however, And because he's doing it in the field, you've got to give him a sizable quantity because it's not so easy to get more. There's not a lot of people around. He's in this field, but that's it. He's calling upon you for help. If, however, one is giving Masa'oni one's house in the city, in the built-up areas, then one can give even a kazais. Don't have to give these quantities, Kedei Sovoi. Why? Because in the city, they've got he'll have a lot of customers, a lot of people that he can go to ask from, and therefore, each person that he goes to doesn't have to give more than the kazais.